safety, with reference to safety, the deep sea mining is all going to be done remotely. There's no one going to go down there. It's all remote vehicles. But I think the point that Dr. Barry has raised about the precautionary principle is an important one. It is enshrined in Agenda 21, going back to the Rio Summit. But the precautionary principle is not a scientific principle. It's a principle of decision-making, and we have to say precaution of one thing versus the other. And so that's why I was saying, ultimately, the concern is more around the extractivist boom. We have to exercise precautionary principle in comparison with different options. So I think the concern is if they go and do this, then they'll still be wanting to do that. The same, like, for example, nickel mining in the Coral Triangle of Indonesia, that is very high-risk operation. They are actually dumping the tailings, and they're using high-pressure acid leaching in the most high biodiversity region on Earth. This is like the Wallacea region. If you combine marine biodiversity and terrestrial biodiversity, the most high biodiversity region on Earth. And on Maluku Island and in South Sulawesi, you have nickel mining happening. So you have to compare that with the abyssal plain of the Clarion-Clipperton. Is it a, you know, and one is happening already, one is not. One, we have international governance prospects on, the other is a national governance domain. So that's how I look at it.